Teresa Finley. I'm at Irish Fest Atlanta, and you're listening to Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Show number 606. Happy Mother's Day. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm your host and a musician and podcaster right here in Atlanta, Georgia. This podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artist to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with show times, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And you can get a free ebook, The Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music. Send an email to gift@bestcelticmusic.net, or you can go buy the Kindle version over on Amazon. And if you're a band who'd like to get their music on the show, complete the permission form at 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. Today we are celebrating women once again. This time it's in praise of Mother's Day. I'm going to share with you all the incredible women who are performing with the various bands throughout the show. For instance, we kicked off the show with Logical Flaw with The White Petticoat from their self-titled album, and that features Emily Albright, who does fiddle and vocals, and Dana Joris, who does flutes, whistles, and vocals. Maybe not necessarily on that track, but that's their role in the band. Next up is Hanneke Castle with Blackberry Festival Foot Race and Four Reels from her album, Four Reasons Unseen. Thank you.
got a banjo. Ain't snow.
Thank you. in a country. I am the tongue, I am her tongue. I have one smooth tongue and I have one rough tongue. I am here and I am listening. I am the small, roundy ear that has heard it all. We are the daughters of the witches that you could not burn for centuries. We are the daughters of the mother and baby homes when you had us down upon our knees. We are the daughters of the Magdalene laundries when you did what you pleased. The right to lose my mind. Tired of being patient and wise while viewing my demise. Some days I want revenge, but most I fight for equality. Ireland is an empire of misogyny. Fuck the patriarchy, fuck the patriarchy.
After Haneke Castle came Claire Sands with All Na Manaw from her self-titled album, then Boxing Robin with Ian Glenn Kuick. That features Gypsy Young Raven. Gypsy plays vocals, guitar, and boron with the group. And finally, we finish up the set with Karen Casey, I Live in a Country, featuring Pauline Scanlon from her latest album, Nine Apples of Gold. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. You can also send some pictures. I'm looking forward to getting pictures in Ireland this summer. Just a few more weeks to go. Oh my God, it's almost that time. Yes, 1 month. Wow, 1 more month as a recording before I will be in Ireland. Seeing the glorious country, heading over to County Mayo. It's going to be amazing. I'm so getting so excited. If you want to send a comment to the podcast, you can email CelticPodcast@gmail.com, message me on Facebook, or contact me through Mastodon. Carl Smith emailed some photos. Hey, Mark, I've taken a few pics on my drive home while listening, but never actually got to sending it. So here's some that are halfway decent. I typically listen on my Friday drive home. The perfect soundtrack to a drive through the boonies of coastal Northern California. Finally signed up for Patreon after years of free music. Thank you for all you do, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you so much, Carl. I really appreciate it. As always, I do love it when people become patrons, but I love getting your pictures as well, and thank you for sharing those pictures. David Dorsch emailed a St. Patrick's Day photo. Hey, Mark, here you go. Aaron's Call performing at Boxy Park, Orlando, Florida. Thank you, David, for sharing that photo. And Roos emailed, hi, Mark, this is an older photo, but fun just the same. Wish I had a funny Celtic song to share with you. Alas, I do not. I hope you'll include some funny jokes in the show, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate you keeping in touch. Thank you so much, Anne. That, of course, she was referring to the episode number 600, which was a comedy episode, Celtic comedy. Go check that out if you haven't listened to that episode. There's a lot of fun music in there. And Anne, I will get you back on the show in the very near future, so stay tuned for that. Renee St. Alban emailed a photo. Here I was sharing Irish music in the Toronto area in Ontario, Canada. And I was personally very pleased to see that picture because Renee plays the otter harp, apparently. So yay, Celtic otter harpers of the world, unite! Thanks so much for sharing all your comments. I love it. So thank you very much. Again, if you'd like to send something in, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Of course, if you're subscribed to our Celtic Music Magazine, you can just, when that comes in, you just say, reply. Here's a picture. Here's a comment. And that's a nice, easy way to do just that. The Bow Tides are up next. It features Ellery Klein, Jesse Burns, and Katie Grennan. They are all on fiddle. And this is the Wee Boy's Lament for His Pet Dragon from their album Sailing On.
I'll tell you how it was with me, if to listen to me as I willin'. 'Twas in yon house behind yon hill, where I had lately been distillin'. I slung a keg upon me back and started out for daylight coolie. Good customers I did not lack, and I sold it all in Ballyhooly. I thought it wiser to delay me homeward way for fear of peelers, and in that way I spent the day a dinin' with the whiskey dealers. But as the shades of night came down and I had got me money duly, I bid good night to all was there, and I started home from Ballyhooly. My heart was light with the mountain dew that I had brewed among the heather, and on me way I chanced to spy a lad and lassie walk together. Her neck was like the mountain snow, with cheeks like roses blossomed newly. She'd a voice like music soft and low, and she's the flower of Ballyhooly. This young man quickly left her side, it was afraid of me that he was, and still the lassie did not hide, it was in love with me that she was. Then quickly up beside her came, says I, "Fair maid, I love you truly, and if your parents give consent, will you be my bride in Ballyhooly?" I have a house behind yon hill, two fine greyhounds and a ferret. Besides, I have a little still, the drop it makes with you, I'll share it. And I have got a feather bed with sheet and blankets purchased newly. Besides, I have a ring to wed if you'll be mine in Ballyhooly. Her cherry cheeks, they grew more red during the time that we were talking, and still she hung her little head and viewed the ground where we were walking. She says, "Young man, if you're content, and if you say you love me truly, and if my parents gives consent, I'll be your bride in Ballyhooly." I asked her name, she said it was Jane, and that her second name was Cooley. And then I asked her when we'd wed, she said the sooner when the better. So we went and asked her parents' blood if they're content to let me get her. They said they were, they wished us luck, we started out for Father Dooley. And at the hour of 12 o'clock we tied the knot in Ballyhooly. The wedding bath we had that day, the people coming on invited. The piper played for every squad, Jane she sang and I recited. The putchin flowed like a waterfall, that from the still had just come newly. And in that way we gaily spent our honeymoon in Ballyhooly. The wedding presents that we got, well, none of them was mean or shabby. And me auntie Dot, she bought some cloth to make the dresses for the babby. Well, invitations then went round to friends that we had just made newly. A lighter heart could not be found than mine that night in Ballyhooly. It's 15 years now since we've wed, and still in every way we're thriving. Me Jane, she is a dandy yet, though down the hill of life she's driving. The family has increased in store, now 15 daughters all unruly. And Bonnie Jane, she is me queen, and I'm the king of Ballyhooly.
In the merry month of June, from the home I started, left the girls a true, nearly broken hearted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the head, turn her down the rocky road, all the way to the moon.
Oh, Shall rest beneath the sod. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in that home with God. I'm going home to see my Savior. I'm going home. Just going over Jordan. I am just going home, my home. I'm going home to see my Savior. I'm going home, no more alone. I am just going over Jordan.
After the Bowtides came Amelia Hogan with King of Ballyhooly from Taking Flight. The Langer's Ball was up next with Slip Jig, Rocky Road to Dublin from Appetite for Tradition. Hannah Redisk plays accordion, whistle, and vocals with the Langer's Ball. And then came Allie Johnson with Wayfaring Stranger from her debut solo album Into the Hollows. And we finished up the set with the Bookends, Denny Donegal from A Celtic Celebration. The Bookends with the Stratford Symphony Orchestra. Miriam Fisher plays piano and accordion, and Kate Watson plays whistles and flute. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. It's because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out nearly every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, all for just $1 per episode. You also get bonus shows. I call them highlight reels, and basically they feature some of the top songs from recent episodes. So it's a great way to figure out what the most popular songs are at present. And of course, you can also vote on all those songs as well, which will help us create the best Celtic music of 2023. A special thanks to our Celtic legends, these kind and amazing people. They pledge $25 per month or more. They sign up to the Celtic Legends level. And all you have to do is sign up for that level. It is $25 per episode, but you can cap it at $25 per month or $50 per month or $3,000 per month, whatever you like. I prefer the higher land of that. Big thanks to our Celtic legends, Bill Mandeville, Marty Myers, Megan Walker, Dan McDade, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Linda McNeil, Kelly Garrod, Annie Lorkowski, and Sean Kelly. Thank you so, so very much for supporting the podcast after so many years. You're still doing it, and I really appreciate it. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10, $25. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. Number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Lissa Schneckenberger is up next with Someday Soon from her brand new album, Falling Forward. Thank you.
guitar. Out one day a walking, he heard the squire and the lady talking. Jack heard him to the lady say, tonight with you, love, I mean to lay. Follow do right, Valero right, follow do. Just tie a string all around your finger, let the other end dangle down from your window. And I'll come by and pull on the string, you come down, love, and let me in. Follow do right, Valero right, follow do.
Bye. good luck on the lucky. A ticket, my good genie, and a ticket, my lucky. A ticket, my good genie, and a good luck on the lucky.
From me, maybe I shouldn't tell you, you won't take it seriously. Maybe I'll tell my father, he was always a believer. And no matter.
After Lissa Schneckenberger came Eliza Carthy and The Restitution with Jackie Tar from Queen of the Whirl. Mary Beth Carty was after that with Trinity Avenue from Crossing the Causeway. Then came Tan and Sober Gentleman with You'll Never Know from Regressive Folk Music. And Courtney Barefoot performs with Tan and Sober Gentleman with Lee Guitars and Vocal. So what did you think? Did you enjoy this Mother's Day special? Are you having a wonderful time with your own mom? I hope you're celebrating your mom wonderfully this fine day. And I hope you also consider voting in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2023. We're going to finish up with Jen Midkiff. This is Waterfall from her album Collage. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to being back here once again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Sláinte. Here's Jen Midkiff.
Thank you.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website, subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all the artists played in this episode. You'll also get access to our Best of the Year playlist. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.